mitzvah than that to pay for your Pesach. Here we go. Okay, so we begin with Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are up to approximately the... My gosh, where are we up to? We are up to about the sixth line. Two, three, four, five, six, seventh line, eighth line. Elaha Detnan. The first word in the line is Shmas Mina. That's the first two words, actually, if I'm being totally honest.
You're going to start from Elaha Detnan?
Elaha Detnan, yeah. Okay. So basically, what our Gemara is going to pick up with here is that we had essentially two opinions on the and at the end of Beis Amud Beis, we had essentially two opinions. Those of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, who said that Nisroch HaMayim begins on the second day of the Chag, and that of Rabbi Akiva, who says that Nisroch HaMayim begins on the sixth day of the Chag. We don't know what Rabbi Yoshua would hold about that. But our Gemara is going to clear. Our Gemara is going to discuss it here. So the Gemara says, Elaha Detnan, that which we have in the Mishnah, in Sukkah, that Nisroch HaMayim Kol Zayin, that Nisroch HaMayim takes place all 7 days of the Chag, Mani. Who does that go like? So obviously, it doesn't seem to go like anybody in our Gemara, at least not that we've discussed so far. E Rabbi Yoshua, if you want to say it's Rabbi Yoshua, now which Rabbi Yoshua we're talking about, we don't really know. We have a Rabbi Yoshua in the Mishnah that says that we start saying Mashiv Aruch Emor Dagashem beginning on the last day of the Chag, right? Yontav Achron Shel Chag. And we have a Rabbi Yoshua in the Gemara that said that we start saying Mashiv HaRuach from Mishas Netilas Lulav, which seems to be the seventh day of the Chag, perhaps, according to Tosus, it could be the eighth night of the Chag. At any rate, the Gemara says, the Gemara declares, if you want to say it's Rabbi Yoshua, Neimachad Yoma, then we should say that Nisroch HaMayim should only take place over 1 day. And E Rabbi Akiva, if you're going to say it goes like Rabbi Akiva, Treyomi, it can only be 2 days. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva said that Nisroch HaMayim begins on day six. So day six and seven, that's 2 days. That's the most you're going to get from Rabbi Akiva. And E Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, we'll get the most days out of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, but still we're going to be short because Shisa Yomi. He's only going to say 6 days. Why? Because he starts Nisroch HaMayim beginning in day two, because he said that the remez from Nisroch HaMayim starting from Mem Yud Mem, the extra Mem, and then the extra Yud and the extra Mem, is hinting to Nisroch HaMayim that begins day two. So day two, three, four, five, six, seven is only 6 days according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. So where do we get this Mishnah in Sukkah that says that we have a 7 day Nisroch HaMayim that doesn't seem to work according to anybody? So the Gemara here is going to try to fit it in. It's going to try to stuff it in. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, La'olam Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Really, I can tell you that that Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Why? Usvira leik Rabbi Yehuda demasnisin. And he's going to hold like Rabbi Yehuda in another Mishnah in Sukkah later on. Later on from that Mishnah, I think maybe it's the next Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda in Sukkah over there says, the Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Belug hayamanas ech kol shmona. So Rabbi Yehuda has a chiddush that they would... do Nisroch HaMayim for 8 days. With a lug of Mayim, they would do Nisroch HaMayim for 8 days. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. So what? So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is going to adopt the approach of Rabbi Yehuda in that Gemara and Sukkah. But Mapik Rishon, he's going to take out day one, Uma'ayel Shmini, and he's going to add in day eight. So he's going to say, like Rabbi Yehuda over there, that there's a full 8 days of Nisroch HaMayim, but he's going to take out day one. Why would he take out day one? Because as we know, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira held that Nisroch HaMayim doesn't begin until day two. From the extra reference, the extra hint of Mem Yud Mem. So Nisroch HaMayim only begins on day two. So if Nisroch HaMayim begins on day two and we adopt Rabbi Yehuda in Sukkah that says that we can have an 8 day Nisroch HaMayim, then we can do day two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. That makes a 7 day Nisroch HaMayim. So technically we can fit Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira into that Mishnah that says that Nisroch HaMayim would take place over 7 days by taking out day one.
But didn't you say something about Nisroch HaMayim for 8 days?
That's the second. There are two Mishnayos in Sukkah. One Mishnah says, Stam, we don't know who wrote it, says that Nisach HaMayim was 7 days. There's another Mishnah later on in Sukkah that says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's 8 days. So maybe we can say that the Mishnah that says that it's 7 days fits in with the approach of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira over here. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira over here holds that Nisach HaMayim begins on day two. So if he adopts the approach of Rabbi Yehuda there in Sukkah to say that it's an 8 day Nisach HaMayim, he just would take out day one. So he wouldn't hold
like
of day one.
Shift.
Okay, call it a shift. It's a shift, right?
Right.
Fine. So you take the third baseman, put it over to shortstop, shortstop to second base, and it's a shift.
It's just another way.
Okay, fine. So at any rate, it's a defensive shift. So yeah, you're basically taking day one, shifting it over to day two, and then, right, so in other words, instead of doing 2 to 7, he's doing 2 to 8.
Okay.
Or instead of doing 1 to 8, he's doing 2 to 8. So he can adopt the... We can say that the mission that says it's a 7 day Nisach HaMayim, we can say it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira.
But at this point, we're not discussing the other Shita from that mission or the other mission or whatever that says that Nisach HaMayim lasts for 8 days.
That's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. We don't have a problem with that. Our question right now is, who is the author of the mission that says that it's a 7 day Nisach HaMayim? It can't fit according to any of our approaches, so the Gemara wants to stuff in Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Now, the Gemara is going to have a problem with this approach. Okay, you're smiling because have you seen the Gemara before?
No.
Are you going to try to guess? You want to guess what the Gemara's problem is? Okay, maybe not.
I'm not seeing.
Okay.
I'm not.
The Gemara is going to have a problem with this approach that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira could be the author of that Mishnah. Let's go through the Gemara, and then I will say my problem with this. I think that the Gemara's problem is better than mine, which is why I think the Gemara doesn't even start with my problem. But let's start with the Gemara's problem, then I'll tell you my kasha on this whole approach. But at any rate, because when does the reference, the hint to Nisach HaMayim, when does it begin? It begins on day two. The extra mem is on day two. But Shmini Nami, Kiramizi Mayim Bishviyu Duramizi. When is the last hint of the Nisach HaMayim? When's the extra mem, the last mem from the Nisach HaMayim? Day seven. It's day seven. So if you're going to tell me that the reason why he takes out day one is because he doesn't start the hint, the reference to Mayim, to the extra mem, yun mem, doesn't begin until day two, so then we should say the same way, that the end of the hint, the end of the reference to Nisach HaMayim, ends on day seven. So how can you tell me that he's taking out day one and adding in day eight? If he's taking out day one, it's because he's holding that the reference to Mayim starts on day two. He should be consistent and say that the end is day seven.
But you can't do that. It's mathematically impossible.
To do what?
To end it on day seven.
And still be a?
7 day Nisach.
Correct. But what the Gemara is tying here is, if you're going to tell me that you're taking out day one, because the reference to Mayim, to the extra Mem Yud Mem, is only starts with day two, then you must say that since the end of the reference to Mayim Mem Yud Mem is day seven, you have to stop there. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Or as one guy told me, you can't eat your cake and have it too. Because you can have your cake and eat it too. You can have it and then you can eat it. You just can't eat it and have it. At any rate, we're going to strike that from the record. But at any rate, so that's the Gemara's tie on this whole thing with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. You're going to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is the author of that Mishnah and says it's a 7 day, and he's going to be ma'il. He's going to take out day one. He's going to put in day eight. That's fancy footwork, but it's not relevant. It's not relevant to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira's sheet.
If you're going to have that whole problem, then shouldn't you hold that the Yud is in the middle day? Day number four of the seven. Also.
What?
Because the days of the Mem Yud Mem are 2, 6, and 7.
Yes. So what do you want to say?
Say, shouldn't there also be Akasha that day six is not the fourth day of the Nisuch when you start on the second day?
Well, the day six would not be the fourth day anyway. It would be the fifth.
Right. That's what I'm... Right. So, but the Gemara doesn't have a problem now.
I'm not sure what your question is.
If it's going to have 3 days, maybe the first day
should be... Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is not learning that it's a 3 day Nisuch HaMayim. Day 2, 6, and 7. Mm-hmm. He's saying that it starts in 2 and ends in 7. That's what Rehudim ben Maaseh Reshita over here is.
He says it's 6 days, not 7 days?
He doesn't say it's 6 days. He just says, B'sheni b'chad hu mazkir, the second day. We presume that that means day two through. Through the end. I don't know. We don't have a Shita that says that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh would say it's day two, only day two, six and seven, because that's the reference. I hear where you're coming from. It's mistaber that maybe, but Gemara doesn't. Nobody wants to say that for some reason. At any rate, that's the Gemara's taina that it can't be Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh. I would just add as a footnote, an additional reason why you can't really say it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh is because if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh holds it's day two through eight, then the Mishnah that says, if you go back to that Mishnah, it says, Niso Chamayim Kol Zayin. What's Kol Zayin? All seven? All 7 days of what? You're taking a part of Sukkot, and you're taking a part of Shmini Atzeres. It's not all seven of what? Of anything. It's a part of Sukkot, of the 7 days of Sukkot, 6 days of Sukkot, and 1 day of Shmini Atzeres. So what's the Kol Zayin? All seven. All seven sounds like it's all 7 days of Sukkot. It doesn't sound like it's 6 days of Sukkot and 1 day of Shmini Atzeres. It doesn't fit in with the words. That would be my kasha. The Gemara asked a better kasha, so it probably left aside this kasha. But at any rate, that's why I would say really, it's really a cram to say that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh would be the author. At any rate, the Gemara throws out Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh and says, nope, Ela Rabbi Yeshua hi. Rather, we're going to say it's really the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua. I, Rabbi Yeshua, would only hold 1 day, because he says that you start Mashiva Ruach on day, earliest day seven, maybe even day eight, right? Depends on how you learn it, different Shitas. But he's going to hold anyway, it's going to hold like Rabbi Yeshua. V'nisuch HaMayim Kol Shiva Hilchasa Gemirila. He's going to say that the concept of Nisuch HaMayim, 7 days of Nisuch HaMayim, is Halach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. Da'am Rabbi Ami Am Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Ami said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rav Nechunya Ish Bakas Beis Churtan. In the name of Rav Nechunya Ish Bakas, the man of the valley, I guess, of the valley of Beis Churtan, which is a place. He says, Eser Netios, the concept of the halacha of Eser Netios, which I'll discuss in a second. Arava, the fact that we take the Arava on the seventh day on Hoshana Rabbah, and Nisuch HaMayim, and the Nisuch HaMayim that it's 7 days, Halach L'Mosh Mi-Sinai. That's Halach L'Mosh Mi-Sinai. So the Mishnah can go like Rabbi Yoshua. It's not a stira to what we're learning over here, that Rabbi Yoshua holds 1 day, because he can hold that 1 day is said from Mashiva Ruach, but Nisuch HaMayim can still go 7 days. Now, without getting too far into it, conspicuously missing from this list of Shitas that it could possibly go like is Rabbi Eliezer. Because Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah says that we say Mashiva Ruach from day one. So Lechora, Rabbi Eliezer would be the easiest fit. He says that you say Mashiva Ruach from day one, and Nisuch HaMayim from day one. And day one to seven, according to Rabbi Eliezer, would be glat. It would be great, right? The Gemara doesn't want to say that. No, it didn't mention Rabbi Eliezer at all. So if you look at Shitas Rashi over here, Shitas Rashi, the long Rashi over here, which we're not going to get into, Rashi says it's pasha to the Gemara that it goes like Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara just wanted to know, can we fit somebody else in there? So Rabbi Eliezer certainly fits. The question is, can we fit Rabbi Yeshua or Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh or Rabbi Akiva in there? That's how the Gemara learns it. And without getting too far into it, there's a Tosfos over here. Tosfos over here learns a little bit different than the Gemara over here learns. But it appears, according to the Shita of Tosfos over here, that he might hold that Rabbi Eliezer doesn't fit in with this. Rabbi Eliezer would not necessarily hold that Nisuch HaMayim is 7 days. At any rate, if you say that Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Eliezer is not learning that we learn it out from Lulav, but you're learning out from Nisuch HaMayim, at any rate, Tosfos declares that maybe it wouldn't work out according to Rabbi Eliezer. That could be a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos over here, without getting too far into it. At any rate, the Halach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai are threefold. They're the concept of Arava that we take on Hoshana Rabbah, the Aravos, the concept of Nisuch HaMayim Kol Shiva, and Eser Netios. Now, what's the concept of Eser Netios? So outside, Eser Netios is like this. If you have a shetach of land that is a beis saw, A base saw is approximately, is actually 50 amos by 50 amos. That's a base saw, right? So if you want to imagine it, actually, it would probably be the square footage of this base medrash. Would probably be about 50 amos by 50 amos. Calling an amma a foot and a half is 75. So you're right around, lengthwise, it's probably 75 feet. Width-wise, it's probably a short. But at any rate, if you want to imagine what a 50 amma by 50 amma shetach would be, if you have a shetach of 50 amos by 50 amos and 10 plants are planted evenly within that shetach, so normally we say that already a month before Shvi'is, you're not allowed to plow the land. That's an Issa D'Oraisa. It's called Tosefe Shvi'is. So not only on Shvi'is starting Aleph Tishrei, you're not allowed to plow the land at all, work the land, but even 30 days beyond that, you're not allowed to plow the land. That's a Tosefe Shvi'is, it's Din D'Oraisa. We learned it on in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. It's Din D'Oraisa, right? But, says the Gemara, Halach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, that if you have 10 plants planted within a shetach evenly of 50 amos by 50 amos, you can plow the land. Why can you plow the land? Because if you're dealing with netils, if you're dealing with Esa netils, very young saplings, very young trees, so then we assume that if we don't allow you to plow the land surrounding these 10 trees, then the trees are never going to last. So in that case, where you're plowing the land, essentially what you're really doing is you're just taking care of the trees. Taking care of the trees is not the problem. So if you have Esser Netils, 10 plantings that are planted evenly among 50 amos, then we assume each plant takes a radius of 5 amos surrounding it to gain its sipuk, its nourishment. So since they're evenly planted among the 50 amos by 50 amos, we assume that every parcel of the land is giving nourishment over to the young trees, and therefore we allow you to plant it. If the shetach... What? Go ahead.
This means at most 10 trees? At least 10 trees?
Oh, so let's work it in a number of ways. If you have 10 trees among 50 amos, then you'd be able to plow the entire land. What if you have a bigger shetach? If you have a bigger shetach, then we would say only the 5 amos surrounding, radius surrounding the 10 trees, you'd be allowed to plant. What if you have a smaller amos, smaller than 50 amos? This is essentially what you're asking, right? Or let's say you have more than 10 trees, right? So if you have 15 trees in a 50 amma by 50 amma, so without getting into it, Tosis over here points out, there's no way they're going to survive because they each need their 5 amos to gain nourishment. So if they're each clouding one another, they're not going to survive, then you just ochre the entire field. There's no way they're going to survive anyway. We don't allow you to plant. If it's less than that, if it's less than 10 trees, then you would only allow 5 amos surrounding the area. The chiddush here is that if you have 10 trees that are planted, I guess evenly within the 50 amo by 50 amo shetach, you can plow the entire land without having to measure exactly the, I guess maybe it would include the corners also. If you have a boxed shetach, maybe not a round shetach, maybe it would include the corners also. I'm not sure how far to extend the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, but the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is that a 5 amma radius surrounding each tree is going to be allowed, and therefore in a 50 amma by 50 amma shetach, you can plow the entire land without even thinking about it. You can plow the entire land. There's no problem with Tosef Shvius, there's no Issa D'Oraisa, anything like that. Okay. That's all really Tosis points out. Okay. Fine. Okay. I'm going to mention one other thing here, which is relevant, I think, to the rest of the Gemara. The first thing is, based on this Tosfos and other rayas that he has, there's a Maritz Chiyas in the back of the Gemara, which is a fabulous Maritz Chiyas. Maritz Chiyas says, he says that Rashi in Maseches Tainis is not Rashi. It's the Talmud of Rashi. And he says, first of all, he says, you'll notice in Tosfos, many Tosfosim in Tainis are really just Perush. He's really just giving a Perush on the Gemara. Why? Because Tosfos did not have a manuscript of Rashi. This is not Rashi. This is a Talmud of Rashi. Tosfos didn't have this. So So very often you're going to find that Tosfos is just giving you a perush on the Gemara, which he very seldom does. Usually he's asking Shak Levitari, he's asking Pilpul, he's doing that, so Tosfos does. Bring another Gemara. Tosfos doesn't really do that. Tosfos here is just giving you pshat. He's essentially working as Rashi would normally work. So it's a very interesting point, number one. What's interesting here is that Tosfos points out the very first word in this Tosfos says Perush Rashi Netios Mefuzaris Bebeisah. He goes through Perush Rashi. Problem is, Rashi doesn't really say that here. So this is not Perush Rashi here. This is Perush Rashi Maseches Sukkah. Tosfos is borrowing Perush Rashi Maseches Sukkah because he doesn't have the kuntris of Rashi on Maseches Tainis. So that's one raya that the Maritz Tzvias has, that this Rashi is not Rashi. That's number one. Number two, if you remember on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, I didn't mention it then, but there were a number of, there were Gimel Miftachos, Biyado Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that are not given Biyado Shliach, right? They're only given in the hands of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? And Rashi says, the Amr of Yochanan Sholosh Miftachos, Hainu Shalonimsru L'Shliach Echad Biyachad. They're not given to one Shliach all at once. The problem is, Rashi in Maseches Sanhedrin says that they're not given to one Shliach at all. So that's a stira. So based on that, in addition, based on that, Maris Pius points out, this Rashi is not Rashi. This Rashi is somebody else, and Shitas Rashi in Sanhedrin is really Shitas Rashi. That's somebody else. He also points out that Rashi over here in the Masechta very often quotes Yerushalmis, and Rashi in other places very seldom quotes Yerushalmis. So again, it's not Shitas Rashi. In any case, his fourth raya, or his argument is, Rashi in this Masechta is very verbose. Whereas Rashi normally is much more succinct. Say, right. So you
like
see, like,
close.
Right, so Rashi, very often you look at these Rashis, they're very, very lengthy, right? And then the Amudim that were coming up, they're like extremely lengthy. Like he just goes, it's very not like Shitas Rashi to do that. So Maris Tzvias points out, he says, I kind of, this is not Rashi at all. And apparently there are those that agree with him. At any rate, it's interesting. What? I don't know who it could be. It doesn't suggest who it could be. It could be a Talmud of Rashi. Rashi Lechora had many Talmudim. But I don't know. I just wanted to point that out because it's interesting and relevant. Okay, at any rate, we're at the two dots. So the Gemara over here brought a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Yoshua. It's not exactly like the Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, because it's actually Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Yoshua, but he says the same thing, which is, the person who is a Shliach Tzibur on the Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, the Baal Musaf says Mashiva Ruach, but the Baal Shachris does not. Let's see it inside. The Gemara and Malalev said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Yoshua, Ha'over Lifnei Ateva B'Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, the person who is a Shliach Tzibur on the last day of the Chag, meaning Shliach Shmini Atzeres, Ha'achron Mazkir Rishon and a Mazkir. The last person, meaning the Baal Musaf, is the one who's Mazkir Mashiva Ruach, but the first person is not Mazkir Mashiva Ruach. B'Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, Harishon Mazkir, the first person, meaning the Baal Shachris, still mentions Mashiva Ruach, he's still continuing from what they were doing the past 6 months. But Ha'achron and a Mazkir, the Baal Musaf starts saying the same Tal. We started saying, we don't say Mashiva Ruach anymore, he just says Tal. Okay. Now, the Gemara is going to declare, who is this Rabbi Yoshua? We say this Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Yoshua. Who's this Rabbi Yoshua? We have two possibilities as to who it could be. It could be the Rabbi Yoshua of our Mishnah. It could be the Rabbi Yoshua of the Braisa, who says that we say Mashiva Ruach when you put down the Luluf. So the Gemara is going to declare which one can it be. We'll see what the Gemara says. So here the Gemara says, hey Rabbi Yoshua, right? Which Rabbi Yoshua are we talking about when we say Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Yoshua? Ilem Rabbi Yoshua Damas Nisin. If you're going to tell me it's the Rabbi Yoshua of our Mishnah, well, that can't be. Because Ha'amar B'Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag Humazkir. He says, when do we start saying Mashiva Ruach? Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is technically starts the Mariv of Eighth Night. So that's the Mariv. But here, Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Yoshua is saying, when do we start? Musaf of Day 8. So that would be different than the Rabbi Yoshua of our Mishnah. It can't be him. El Rabbi Yoshua de Braisa. And if you're going to tell me it's the Rabbi Yoshua of the Braisa who said that we start saying Mashiva Ruach Mishas Hanachasa when we put down the Lulav, well, Ha'amar Mishas Hanachasa, he said we put down the Lulav when we put down the Lulav on day 7. Sometime on day 7 we put down the Lulav. There are different Rishonim, Achronim that discuss when the Hanacha is. Is it after Shachris of day 7? Or is it the entire day 7? Because technically the Lulav can be taken all day. So it's a question. But at any rate, this Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Yeshua is saying, when do we mention Mashva Ruach? Musaf of day 8. It's not day 7. So it can't be the Rabbi Yeshua of our Mishnah. It can't be the Rabbi Yeshua of the Braisa. So now we're stuck. Which one is it? That's a question.
What's the difference between the Rabbi Yehoshua of the Mishnah and of the Braisa?
Well, if you're going to learn...
the first two that we just said it wasn't?
So, if you, the Rabbi Yehoshua of our Mishnah said that we start mentioning Mashiva Ruach on day 8, which Lechora would be the Mariv of the night of the 8th.
Right.
The Rabbi Yehoshua in the Braisa says that we mention Mashiva Ruach B'Shas Hanachasa, when you put down the Lulav. Now, you put down the Lulav... you can put down the lulav in Shachris of day 7, because most people take the lulav in Shachris of day 7. After Halal, you put it down. It's done, right? But if you're going to say...
Normal circumstances.
But if you're going to say that, well, technically the lulav can be taken, afilu al shulchano, it could even be taken all day long, so then the hanach would be at the end of day 7. But it wouldn't be day 8, right? Some people try to say that really these are the same Rabbi Yehoshua's, that maybe maybe the end of day 7 is the beginning of day 8. It could be the same time. If you're going to learn that B'Shas Hanachaso is the night of the 8th, or really the end of the 7th, then you can say that it's kind of technically the same. Our Gemara is assuming that they're not the same time, because it's saying, if you're going to tell me it's the Rabbi Yehoshua of our Mishnah, it can't be. If you're going to tell me it's the Rabbi Yehoshua of the Braisa, it can't be. So the Gemara seems to be learning there are different times. Exactly what the distinction of time is could be a couple hours, it could be half a day. I don't know. But at any rate, it doesn't go according to either one. So that's a question. That's question number one. Question number two, says the Gemara, Vesu, says the Gemara, furthermore, Hadatanya, that which we learn in a Braisa, we haven't learned this Braisa yet, it's a brand new Braisa, it says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Ben Beseira, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Ben Beseira, we'll see who this Ben Beseira is, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Ben Beseira, Ha'over lifnei ateva b'yom tava achron shel chag, the person who is the shliach tzibur on the last day of the chag, ha'achron mazkir, the last person is mazkir, meaning the Baal Musaf is mazkir, so hey Ben Beseira, which Ben Beseira is that? Elaim or Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira? If you're going to tell me that it's Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira, well, when does Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira say to do it? Lechora, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira would say, the Mashiv Aruch Mor Legeshem is said on Ha'amar B'Sheni B'Chag. Lechora, that would be on day 2. Even though he's talking only about Nisuch HaMayim, Lechora, he would say that since Nisuch HaMayim is taking place on day 2, the Mashiv Aruach, which is also the same type of Indian, would also be day 2. So it would be difficult to say that that's Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira. So we have two problems. First of all, it's Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Yehoshua is saying a statement that doesn't jive with either of our Rabbi Yehoshua's. And second of all, we have another Braisa that quotes Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Ben Beseira that says that we start saying Mashiv Aruach on day 7. Or on day 8 on Musaf, and that doesn't jive with Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira, so which Ben Beseira is that? So we don't know who Rabbi Yehoshua is, we don't know who Ben Beseira is, so the Gemara is going to answer both in one fell swoop. It's going to kill two birds with one stone. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Tehe B'Rabbi Yehoshua Ben Beseira. Which Rabbi Yehoshua is it? It's Rabbi Yehoshua Ben Beseira. Which Ben Beseira is it? Rabbi Yehoshua Ben Beseira. So, it's going to be a brand new Shita that we don't even know. It's Rabbi Yehoshua Ben Beseira. We haven't been introduced to this guy, so it doesn't contradict anything that we've learned previously. And it's Rabbi Yehoshua Ben Beseira. And Zimnin de Karile Bishmei, sometimes they called him in his name, they called him Yehoshua. So that's why he said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Yehoshua. Sometimes they call him by his name. And Zimnim Dekari Levish Meda Abba. And sometimes they call him by his father's name. And that's why he was Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira. Because Ben Beseira was his father's name. Why? Why do they sometimes call him one and sometimes the other? V'hamekami dilis mechuhu. Before he got smicha, so he wasn't a gavra rabba, so he went by his father's name, Ben Beseira. V'halabasa dilis mechinhu. And then after he got smicha, so he was now a gavra, so he got the title Rabbi Yehoshua. Right. So he's really Rabbi Yehoshua Ben Beseira. But Rabbi Yehuda references him as Rabbi Yehoshua in one place because that's after he got smicha. And another place he calls him Ben Beseira because it was before smicha time. Okay. So that's the end of that Gemara. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to discuss the differences between Geshem and Tal and Ruach. Okay. And this is something that you brought up last time as well. Tana. What?
What did I bring up?
Okay, if you don't remember, then no, you didn't bring it.
Maybe I will.
Let's
okay.
Listen up.
Tana, here we go. The Braisa says, "Betal uberuchos lochay v'chachamim lahazkir." When it comes to tal and when it comes to ruach, wind, you don't have to be mazkir. V'im balahazkir, but if you want to do it, mazkir. We're not going to hold back. We're not going to hold you back. You're allowed to do it, but it's not a chiyuv. All right, and then halacha lemaisa. Just look at Tosus over here. Betal uveruchos luchay v'chacham lahazkir. So Tosus says halacha lemaisa. Mashiv aruach morid atal. When it comes to mashiv aruach morid atal, lefikach ain kepeda lomar morid atal. There is no hakpada to say morid atal. It's not a chiv, even though we do it nowadays. It's not a chiv. Afil biyomosachama. Even in the summertime, when we don't say mashiv aruach, there's still no chiv to say morid atal. Ach shalo yomar morid ageshem. The one requisite is that you cannot say morid ageshem. You're not allowed to do that. V'hachi yel chasan. That's the halacha. V'im lo amar biyomos hageshamim ki'im morid ageshem. In wintertime, if you only say morid ageshem, but you leave out the dileg mashiv aruach umorid atal, you left out ruach, you left out tal. So instead of saying mashiv aruach umorid ageshem, you said morid ageshem. That would be good enough. In machzirin, you don't have to be chozer on that. So la halacha we hold, you never have to say morid atal. And even in the wintertime where you do have to mention geshem, you don't have to mention ruach. At any rate, says the Gemara like this: "Batal v'ruchos l'chayv chem lahaskir v'im lahaskir lahaskir." My time. Well, what's the reason for that? Why don't you have to say it? Amar Rav Chanina l'fisha ein netzarin, because they're never stopped. So regardless of what you ask for, regardless of what you mention, tal and ruach are never going to stop. How do we know that they don't stop? So now the Gemara is going to go on to discuss how tal never stops, and then we'll get to on Thursday how we know that ruach never stops. The tal minalan dolo meyatzer. How do we know that dew never stops? Dichsiv. Because it says in the pasuk, "Vayomer Eliyahu, Hatishbi mitoshav Gilad." Eliyahu Hatishbi from the times of from Toshav Gilad, from those who lived in Gilad. El Achav, he said to Achav. Now Achav was a big Russia, right? Achav was a big Russia. This is the this is the beginning of his reign. He reigned for 22 years. He's a big Russia, right? So Eliyahu put a curse on him. He said, "Chai Hashem Elokei Yisrael." By the life of Hashem, there's a curse. He's saying is a shvua. By the life of Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Asher Manti Lefanav, Im Yeh Hashanim Ha'ele Tal Umatar Ki'im Lefi Dvari. There will not be Tal Umatar except for when I say so. So Eliyahu was banning Tal and Matar, both dew and rain, from the world. Uksiv, and later on, this is the following perek, Hashem goes back to Eliyahu and says, "I want you to go back and I want you to reinstate Lech hera el Achav. I want you to appear to Achav now. Va'esna matar al pnei ha'adama. And I want you to tell him that I'm going to put matar on the ground." Notice, Hashem said, "I want you to go back to Achav and I want you to reinstate matar." But v'ilu tal lo ka'amarle. He didn't say anything about tal. Why didn't he say anything about tal, that I'm going to reinstate tal? My timer, why didn't he say that? Mishum d'lo miyatzer. That's because tal never stopped. Because Hashem never stops Tal. So even when Eliyahu said, "I'm going to stop Tal and Matar," Tal never stopped. So says the Gemara, wait a minute. If it never stopped, Eliyahu yishtabu ilamale. Why would Eliyahu make a shvua, the Chei Hashem Elokei Yisrael, that I'm going to stop Tal? That's a shvua shav. How can he do that? So the Gemara says, Nahachi kamarle. This is what he was saying to Achav. Afilu Tal shel bracha nami. Low. Mami Lovasi. Even Tal Shel Bracha is not going to come. Meaning, I don't have the koach to ban Tal in general. But Tal Shel Bracha, which I want to point out, Tal Shel Bracha has the strength, has the ability to be matzmiach tzmachim. So we can grow plants and vegetation and whatnot. So that's Tal Shel Bracha. So what Eliyahu was saying to Achav is, I'm going to stop Tal Shel Bracha. Tal in general, I can't stop. So the dew, whatever a regular dew will do for the land, so that I'm not going to stop. But Tal Shel Bracha, I will stop. So then says the Gemara, okay, v'lahadre letal debracha. Why didn't Hashem say, when he said to Eliyahu, I want you to go back to Achav and I want you to reinstate Matar, why didn't he say, I want you to reinstate Matar and tal shel bracha? Why didn't he say that? So the Gemara answers, de lo minkra milsa. Because Achav is not strong, he's not in tune enough to distinguish between tal and tal shel bracha. So if Eliyahu would have gone back to Achav and said, well, I'm going to reinstate Matar, and I'm going to reinstate Tal Shel Bracha, so Achav would have said, Tal never stops, the Jew Kayim. We're going to stop here. For those who are Nachyomi inclined, which includes none of you, at any rate, there's an interesting Tosis on here on Gidon, which we learned approximately a month ago in Shoftim. But at any rate, if anybody wants to see that toast, it's like an interesting chat. All right.
Where are you posting the share?
BTYA website. I'm posting it right now, if he would just remind me.
Please post the share.
Shkoyach. Now I can post the share.
BTYA website.
I post it immediately afterwards.
And make sure it's a .mp3, not a .mp3.